B-Pod Studios.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
We are less than 10 minutes away from paying your bills. If you haven't heard, we've been talking about it all morning long. You're going to get $1,000 five times a day. Your shot, first time, 8 a.m., then 11, 1, 4, and 6. We're going to give you a code word coming up here at 8 a.m. That's not all. Once you enter, Roy, they're in the running for
$10,000. $10,000. So make sure you're listening. Coming up here, minutes away. Minutes away for your first keyword.
Welcome back from Paris, buddy.
Yeah, it was my first time taking the trip over the pond, as people call it.
Bonjour.
I had my lovely Google Translate to help me. And good thing about Paris, a lot of people there speak English because it is such a tourist town. But I don't want to go through all the how great it was, because you can just go look at my photos to see how great it was. I want to tell you about the things that occurred that were awful to me. And there was a couple things. One of them being we went to this place. I can't pronounce the dang thing. It's like Sacre Coeur. I don't know what it's called. It's a big church on the top of.
I like how Roy, by the way, in the beginning of the show goes, the language barrier wasn't that bad. I felt comfortable, you know, speaking French. And
no, because well, they understood me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it was like Sacre Coeur or something like that. It's a big church. Mm-hmm. It's at a massive, on top of like kind of a mountain. And when we got there, there was like eight flights of stairs to get to the top. Flights, y'all. Mm. That's a lot of stairs.
Yeah, that is.
And there's
a
lot of tourists going up these stairs, and I didn't want to hold up everybody. So I said, Sterling, let's take the roads that are kind of windy up the hill. It's gradual. It's longer, but with my back, and I can't do it all. So we do that, and I am dying, by the way, breathing hard.
What's the temperature over there at this time?
40s.
Cooler, yeah.
So chill, 40s. Okay.
You know, I'm dying. You know, Sterling keeps saying, sit down. And I'm like, no, we got to finish, because if I stop, I'm not getting back up. You know what I mean? It's also the same thing. Like, if I sit down, I may roll down the hill. I got to keep going forward. And so we finally get to the top, and it is beautiful. It's a beautiful vista out towards Paris and a beautiful church. And then right at the church entrance, I see the automated tram that takes passengers up and down the mountain. I was so mad. I like walked 5 miles up this damn hill, and there's a tram. I was so angry. I was so angry at the whole experience. Because what you do is, when everyone got off the metro, you just kind of followed the masses, and nobody went to the right where the tram was. Everybody walked up the steps. And so I was like, oh, let's screw that. Let's go to the left. Only if I would have looked to my right, I would have seen there's an automated system. And I remember along the way, I was complaining. I was like, this is ridiculous. How do foreign countries do this? What if someone's in a wheelchair? What if baby strollers? How do they get away with this?
Tram.
Yeah. Tram.
So did you take the tram back down, obviously?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I took the tram back.
Comfortable. Plenty of 2 minutes. Okay.
I didn't see much protest. There's a lot of protest in Paris right now. They all happened whenever I was sleeping.
You didn't see anything?
No, but then I saw a lot of damage. And then at one point, there was people with clipboards. And they came up to me, and they wanted to talk about the issues that are currently going on in Paris, in France. And I was ready to sign, like, a petition and start. You know, Sterling always warned me, don't talk to strangers like in New York or anybody who's trying to sell things. But I was like, oh, this is probably some college student, and they want to, like, start a movement. And I'm down for
that. You're not a citizen.
Well, I didn't think of that.
But that's the first thing I would think of.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. So Sterling immediately interrupted the whole thing. He's like, you're an American. Nobody cares about your opinion here. And he got me away from that situation, only to find out that it's an elaborate scheme to, while you're signing, someone steals something from your bag. And I never knew that. So I almost fell victim to a whole scam because I wanted to start a movement.
But, they do that too, like at the Eiffel Tower and stuff. People offer to take your photos, and then they'll do that as well.
Yeah, those people were aggressive at the Eiffel Tower. They were jingling little statues of Eiffel Towers in your face, telling you to buy five for a dollar. I was like, leave me alone.
You go to different countries, and even people that are from different countries that come here to the big cities, you do
leave yourself open for scams.
Sure. Yeah.
I wonder.
And maybe, I look like a tourist, man.
Yeah.
Like, nothing about me looks French.
Yeah. We need to hear from you guys after 8, after we give you the code word to pay your bills with our Pay Our Bills contest. Let's talk about that. So think about it. If you were ever in another country and then you got scammed or almost scammed, get into it with us after 8. Plus, Roy, we also need to find out why the taxis were freaking out at you.
Oh, it was so bad. I almost got ripped out of a taxi cab, and I had to explain to the guy that I'm fat 5 times to get out of the situation. I'll explain it coming up in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Happy New Year!
This is the MRL Morning Show.
You just heard Pay Your Bills code word. You got to get on the Kiss 95.1 app or online at kiss95.1.com to put the code word in for your chance to win $1,000.
But don't text us. That's not part of the contest.
No.
Right. Yeah. Don't send a text to us because then you're not in. So if you were one of the 100 people that sent us the text, because all of a sudden I see on our text line, money, money, money. And I'm like, are they saying Maney?
No. Got to go to the website or the app.
There you go. We want to know when you got scammed in another country, by the way, because Roy, right before we tried to give away $1,000 with Pay Your Bills, was telling us that he almost got scammed, Loren, in another country. So if you're one of the people that went overseas or you went to Asia or maybe, you know, South America and you got scammed, 704-570-9595.
I have friends that got pickpocketed by children and had their passports stolen in Italy. And they had to go to the American consulate, and they separated them and interviewed them for hours, sure that they were who they were, because they couldn't get home without their passports.
Yeah.
So they had to get an emergency passport. It was a whole thing.
Stories crazy. Like that, that's what we want to hear at 704-570-9595. So while we were in Paris, I booked a ticket to the Louvre, which is a big fancy museum where they have, like, the Mona Lisa and... you name the famous pieces, they got it. Loren told me before I went, she goes, go on this website and buy a skip the line pass. So you don't, because the lines at the Louvre is huge. So I did, but it wasn't a skip the line pass.
Where, like, somebody escorted you.
Oh, I got an escort, but it wasn't like a special line.
You don't have to wait in line to buy your tickets to get into the Louvre. It's still a general admission pass, but you don't have to wait outside the Louvre to get your ticket and then get inside.
So then when we get inside, and I'm thinking with the skip the line pass, I'd be able to skip all the lines for the different art pieces and get right up to the front. No, there's not like a special... It's not like Disney World. I was thinking like Disney.
So how do you get around the people?
They give you a angry French lady who pushes people out of your way. And I'm not kidding. Like, we were at one point, and I was trying to take a photo, and there's two people in front of me, so I just kind of put my camera up higher. She physically moved them.
That's the push the peasants out of the way.
We get to the Mona Lisa, and she goes, look at me. Listen to me. We're going to get through here. There's a lot of pickpocketers. What I want you to do is stay as close to me as you can. Do not get away from me. We're going to slide through everyone. She goes, if it feels like you're hitting people, that's okay. Just keep coming.
Oh.
And so here we go. We're walking through, and I'm like bulldozing 20 people to get to the Mona Lisa. And she's like, oh, it's fine. That's normal.
Is she talking?
Personal space doesn't exist in other countries. Right. Like, there's no lines. Like, it's just a free-for-all most of the time.
Is she yelling anything in French or, like, hey, coming people, through, make way?
There was a couple of moments where she, I don't know French cuss words, but I think I heard her say a couple words. And then with the angry taxi cab drivers, I was telling the story earlier. When we were trying to leave, it was 5:45 in the morning, and outside the hotel, there was a line of cabs. And the way it works, you tell the front desk, hey, I need a cab. They call whoever's first in line, and they come pick you up. I'm a bigger guy, okay? So I like to scope out the ride, especially if I'm going to be taking an hour ride to the airport. I see the bigger foreign vehicle. I don't know what it is, but I see a bigger vehicle than, like, the normal cab. So I go up to that guy. I get in, he puts the bags in, again, 5:45, dark outside, and I'm seeing commotion. I'm seeing about 6 people in our taxi cab driver, and it's getting loud. He then walks around with these 6 angry people, and he opens my door, and everyone's yelling at us.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're trying to pull us out. They're trying to get us out of the taxi cab. And my guy, who speaks limited English, says, tell them you picked me, because they think that he's breaking the system.
Right.
And then they don't believe it. And he goes, why'd you pick me? Why'd you pick me? So I'm going, I'm a large man, and I wanted
I need the room.
I need the room. And no one's understanding it. So here I am going, I'm big. I'm large. I need more room. Yeah. I'm like screaming to these six people, I'm overweight and I need a bigger cab. And so finally, he picked up like on one keyword and they're like, big cab, big cab. And they all understood.
Because they're like, their cabs over there in Paris are like tiny. Right?
Well, yeah, and they're actually really nice vehicles. Yeah. I was actually surprised. Like, they're Ubers. I got picked up in a Jag.
That's nice.
Whoa, these guys are balling.
I'm just thinking back to, like, you know, old movies that I've seen where they're in Paris. It's like something that's smaller than, like, a Yugo. Yeah. Remember those cars, the little Yugo?
No,
or the little electric cars, smart cars?
It was tough. Like, there was at one point I had to lay on my back and slide out on through the back seat. Sterling had to push me out. It's a true story, man. So,
all right. Okay, now besides all that, Roy was also almost scammed, and we have a couple lines open at 704-570-9595. If you are overseas or out of the country, did you almost get scammed, or did you get a complete scam?
This is Sean in Charlotte. Sean, you were in Paris as well, and you almost fell for a scam like me. Tell me what happened.
I was in Paris, and I was going to this, it's like this church. It's up at the top of a bunch of steps, and it's like once you get up top, you can see the whole city.
Oh,
and it's a bunch of steps.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Steps. Yeah, it's a lot of steps.
Did you know there's a tram that will take you to the top, Sean?
Because I didn't.
Oh, no, I didn't know either.
Yeah, it's not well documented, bud. But anyways, tell me what happened when you went to the top.
So I was walking up, and there's these little girls with clipboards, like, asking for donations.
Yeah.
So they asked for a donation, and I just take out, you know, whatever coin I had and just gave it to them. And then you had to sign your name. And then on the, she starts kind of trying to ask me something else, but she's supposed to be deaf, so I don't know what she's asking. So she turns around this paper, and there's a sentence in, like, a bunch of different languages, and in English it's like, minimum donation, €5. I'm like, what? How? A minimum donation?
Minimum donation.
Right, so I look in my hand, I got a bunch of coins, and I'm trying to find the ones to, because they're euros, so I don't even know which one is which. And I'm trying to find them. Next thing I know, the girl grabs, like, the whole handful of coins in my hand.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Buddy. My hand tight. Yeah, she grabs the whole thing. And then, like, you know, in America, that would have been, like, you know, 50 cents, maybe a dollar. But out there, the coins are, like, €5, €2. Mm-hmm. Like, it could have been $20 worth of coins. So I grab my hand, hold it tight, and try to pull away. And I end up walking up the steps, getting away from her. And then, like, it's a whole group of the deaf girls asking, and they all start chasing me up the steps.
That's a real thing.
Thanks, Sean.
Sean, I almost fell for the same trick. I didn't realize it was a scam either. Because everything else, you kind of realize it's a scam. But the girls with clipboards, that's one I've never seen before.
Well, it looks official.
It does look official. Right.
But Sean's got a hell of a story. I mean, not many people can say they were chased by a group of deaf girls.
Yeah, upstairs.
Upstairs, you know. Chrissy and Wingett, hi.
Hi.
So tell us what happened.
I travel a lot to Mexico, and I usually fly, but this time I drove, and when you fly, they give you your little visa paperwork on the plane, and you fill it out, but when you drive, you have to go into this building and do it. So when I went in there, everything was fine, and then the guy starts telling me that my paperwork was not right. My passport, I never got stamped out the last time I left, and I was like, but I never get stamped when I leave on the plane. And he was like, no, you have to get stamped, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, you know, I could put you in jail right now for this. And I'm like,
whoa.
Are you kidding me? Like, I started freaking out because first I'm in another country.
Right.
I'm in Mexico. And he's talking about jail. And I'm like, oh, my God, no. So I'm freaking out. And my husband's Hispanic. But there, when you do your paperwork, you have to be by yourself. Nobody can be, like, right there with you. So he sees that I'm starting to cry because this guy is really scaring me about how my paperwork's not right. Well, anyway, my husband comes over, and he's talking to the guy. We ended up having to give him American money to
get out.
You got a shakedown.
Thanks, Chrissy. That's
sounds
awful.
Like from the police.
Yes, a shakedown. Absolutely.
Oh, no.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
We do have some text messages about being scammed overseas that we will read to you. And
Kris Jenner, she teased us with this big announcement that Kendall Jenner was going to make last night. I'll tell you what it is. Some people are saying it was a little bit of a letdown. Plus, we'll get you caught up on all things Golden Globes coming up in 10.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.